I often get asked, what exactly does a coach even do? And how do I know if I need one? And sometimes I get asked, well, if I have a mentor, isn't that enough? Or if I have a consultant, what's the difference between a consultant and a coach? Those are all the questions we're going to answer inside today's podcast. Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. So, about 8 years ago, I had some friends who were running in the wine glass half marathon in Corning, New York. And I'd been watching them achieve this goal of running half marathons year after year. And I finally decided, hey, if I'm ever going to run one, why not do the wine glass one, right? I actually had a t-shirt my daughter-in-law had got me, we'll run for wine. But I'm getting ahead of myself for this story. So I registered and was going to run this half marathon with my friends. Now, they lived in another state. I live in New York. They lived in Pennsylvania. So they were doing their own training down there. But they assured me that I could do this. If I could run a 5K, I could train and do a half marathon. And my thought was, okay, great. I'm going to do this. I registered. And I figured I could kind of do it myself with the help, you know, of them from mentoring me from a state over. I downloaded some books on running and, of course, got a running app that would help train me. But here's the thing. About 3 months into the training, I ended up with a stress fracture and on crutches. So needless to say, I did not run in the half marathon that year. In fact, for the rest of the year, I really wasn't able to do much running at all. Fast forward to New Year's Eve 2014, the same year. We're rolling into 2015, and my middle son and my future daughter-in-law at the time were over at our house, and there may have been some champagne flowing. I got them pumped up because they were both, well, they still are, in phenomenal shape. So I got them pumped up and got them excited enough to register for the same wine glass half marathon for the next year. So this will be 2015, a year after I was supposed to do it with my friends. We actually sat down, got registered. So now we are committed to the half marathon 2015 in Corning, New York. Again, they were in phenomenal shape. So I knew they kind of had it and they could do this without a lot of support and training. But I knew this time I was going to do it differently. I knew if I'm going to commit to this and I don't want to get hurt again, I needed to hire a running coach. I needed somebody to guide me, someone to give me strategies for my body, somebody to hold me accountable, somebody to not let me get hurt again this time, and someone to help me achieve this goal with more confidence because I was scared to repeat that injury. Here's what I didn't expect that happened with that coach, though, that not only did he do all of that for me, but he actually helped push me to believe not only would I finish this race, but I could do it much swifter than I even imagined. And basically, that's what a great coach will do for you in whatever area of your life you're looking to achieve. They're going to hold you accountable. They're going to help you believe in yourself. They're going to push you to do more than you would have ever done on your own. They're going to guide you so that you do things easier, swifter, and find the shortest path to success. They're going to keep you from making mistakes that can cause setbacks. But here's what they don't do for you. They don't run the race for you. And they may not even run with you very often. My running coach rarely ran with me. He would partner me up with other people. Occasionally, he would check in to check my stance, my running form, all of that, so that I didn't get hurt again. And he wasn't even at the race the day of the half marathon. But they guide you to figure out your path along the way. They help you to believe that you have inside of you everything you need to achieve success. So I'm going to put a pin on the half marathon story, but I hope you'll stay with me to the end to hear what happened the day of the race. So the other question I get a lot is, what is the difference between a mentor, a coach, and a consultant? And I want to go through the definition first and then talk a little bit about what each of them does. So the definition of a mentor is a person, a friend, or a friend who guides a less experienced person by building trust and modeling positive behaviors. An effective mentor understands that his or her role is to be dependable, engaged, authentic, and tuned into the needs of the mentee. They are usually in the same or similar industry as the person they are mentoring. So if we were talking about sailing, because you know I have to pull that in here every once in a while, your mentor would be the person that would take you out on their boat. They would give you a great experience on their sailboat. They might have you assist a little bit and teach you some things to do, but they are the captain of the ship. And you'll probably have a great experience, and that experience might even leave you wanting to buy your own boat. Now, if we were sticking with the running that I was talking about earlier, the running mentor for me were my friends. They were already runners. They were experienced runners. I also had some local friends who were runners. I joined a running group on Facebook, and those running friends shared the paths that they used to run on. Occasionally, we would meet up and run together. They may have shared what sneakers they liked best. They shared the tips that worked for them. And that's usually what a mentor does. They show you what worked for them. Now, a coach, on the other hand, a coach is going to give instruction or advice in the capacity of a coach. And I love this quote from John Whitmore from Coaching for Performance. And he says, coaching is unlocking a person's potential to maximize their own performance. It is helping them to learn rather than teaching them. That, my friends, is the real definition of the difference between a coaching and a mentor. A good coach helps you find the answers that are already inside of you. A coach can help assist a client in behavior changes, and they don't need to necessarily know the industry that the person they're coaching is in, but they need to have a method or methodology for coaching. So they need to know how to coach, but they don't necessarily need to know the same industry. So your coach may take you out on your own sailboat. They're going to be your navigator, but you're at the helm. You are the captain of your own ship. They may help you course correct. They may tell you if you're headed into the danger buoys, and they may show you how to adjust your sails to get the most efficient and fun sail. But you, again, are the captain of the ship. If we were still talking about running, my running coach looked at how I ran. He offered suggestions to help have a better stance. He looked at what exercises would help me based on my body type and my needs. For me, it was more weightlifting and stretching for my hips and knees so I didn't get hurt again. He really helped me figure out how to be the most efficient runner based on myself. I don't know if that was grammatically correct, but I think you get the point. Now, a consultant, on the other hand, typically focuses on a specific problem that needs immediate attention. That may mean that a consultant's efforts are more data-driven or specific to one problem, and they may have the results that are easier to quantify. Usually, a consultant may know something about the industry that you're in, but more often than not, they know about their specific expertise. There may be a consultant for a new computer program. You may have a tax consultant, somebody that's going to do a specific need for you. So going with our sailing analogy, he may help you find the right boat and show you around, but then he's going to leave it up to you to figure out how to sail it. Or you may find a sailing consultant that teaches you how you go on their boat, you take a lesson from him, but again, you're still left to figure it out all on your own. It's usually a specific need that you have that they are the expertise in. For running, consultant might be the clerk, you know, the running store where you go find the best running shoes. They're going to help guide you for that specific need of the shoes. What do they each do for you? So a mentor may show their mentee or protege information about his or her own career path, as well as provide guidance, motivation, emotional support, and role modeling. A mentor may help with exploring careers, perhaps they're help in setting goals, developing contacts, and identifying resources. Again, a mentor is showing you how they've become successful in whatever area they're mentoring you in. Whereas a coach, what they might do, and again, depending on what type of coach you are looking for, there are life coaches, there are career coaches, there's business coaches, there's leadership coaches, there's team coaches, there's coaches that do a mixture, there's strengths coaches like myself. As coaches, we help you understand that your talents, what your talents are, and how to use them to reach your goals. We help you figure out ways to overcome obstacles, weaknesses, and vulnerabilities. We help you work on your teams and build relationships using your own talents. Sometimes a coach may help resolve team conflict and improve cooperation by showing the team members how to do that. And they can lead and manage teams to get their best performance and help, again, the leader figure out how to do that. A coach will guide the client to find their own answers. They help draw out the best that's already inside of the client. They help them create their own path, but they also help them see the shortest path to success and how to avoid some of the obstacles they might encounter. Now, a consultant, again, will usually address one specific problem at a time. They're going to guide a person or a company on how to fix that specific problem or offer better solutions in their own area of expertise as a consultant. They all have value, as you could probably hear. So it really depends on what you need and what you're looking for. And you may honestly need all three in your life. But let's talk about, so which one do you need right now? That depends on where you're at in your life and what you are looking for. And honestly, you might need all three. So a mentor, you need a mentor if you have that confidence in your ability and you feel very strong in your role that you're in right now, but you're just looking for someone to guide you in the similar industry or maybe a life situation. There could be a mentor, a financial mentor, maybe a parenting mentor, a relationship mentor, a career mentor. Sometimes it's somebody already in your life. Actually, usually a mentor is in your life. And they're the role model for you in that specific area. Whereas you might need a consultant if you have a specific problem you want fixed quickly and you don't really need to know how to fix it in the future. Again, it may be that you're having a new computer program and you just need a consultant to come in and teach the team how to use that program. Or think about a tax consultant. We don't need to know how to do our taxes. We just need somebody that does it for us and guides us a little bit. Or maybe you need a social media consultant, somebody that's going to give you some pointers, but they're pretty much going to do it all for you. Now, you need a coach if you want to create change that will sustain you over the long haul, that you know it's deeper than just a quick fix, and you want to create your own path to success. Or maybe you need a coach that's going to come in and work with your entire team. They usually target behaviors, thought patterns. They work on things that are going to give you longer, sustainable, ongoing results versus that quick fix that a consultant might come in and do for you. So once you figure out, okay, which do I need, a mentor, a consultant, or a coach right now, how do you select any of them? These are my ways, or what I would how I would guide you on selecting a great coach, consultant, or mentor, specifically a coach or mentor. A consultant you may select just based on their expertise alone, because again, a consultant is usually going to come in, fix the problem, and then leave. A mentor and a coach you establish a long-term relationship with, so it's important to pick the right one. These are three things I would look for, and then how to figure it out. So number one, you want to look for their values. Are their values in alignment with yours? This to me is the most important thing. The people I work with, they know that my faith is very important to me. And I'm going to probably talk a little bit about faith and God and all of that. And if that doesn't align with them, they may not be the right fit for me. And you may feel the opposite. But what are your strong values? What are your core values? Maybe your core value has to do with aligning with having harmony and work-life balance is important to you. You want to make sure you don't have a coach or mentor who's all about the hustle and grind. So it's really, really, really important to make sure your values are in alignment with the coach or mentor you're selecting. The second thing I would look for is their style. Does their style of coaching or mentoring align with yours? Very similar to the values, but how somebody approaches the coaching, especially. I have seen coaches that are really, really deep in the coaching philosophy of asking a ton of questions. And they may always help you seek your own answers, where there are others of us that coach kind of a consultant coaching sometimes where a lot of times we help you draw your own answers, but when you get stuck, we're not afraid to kind of give you some advice. There's so many other different styles of coaching out there. Some are more mystical thinking, others are more very black and white. So make sure the style meshes with, again, your own style. And that leads to the third thing. Do you just mesh? Like, is there a connection? It's kind of like picking a spouse. You don't necessarily want a carbon copy of yourself, but you have to be complementary. You have to have a connection. There has to be something that attracts you to that person that makes you want to work with them. Because again, usually for a coach or a mentor, it's going to be at least a 3-6, sometimes a full year, you know, 3 months, 6 months, full year that you're working together. So you want to make sure you mesh, that there is a connection there. So how do you know all of that? One, kind of stalk them. Before I select a coach, I will stalk them a little bit on Facebook to see what are their true values. Not just what they're sharing to the public too, is look, you know, if family is important to you, do they talk about their family? If faith's important to you, do they sometimes talk about their faith? And then schedule a call. That is the best thing to do. Get on a phone call or a Zoom chat with them and see if you have that connection. Ask them the questions that you need answered. Do some research and don't be afraid to talk to a couple of different coaches or mentors to select the right one. Okay, so we've covered a lot here, and I hope this has helped clarify kind of the difference between a mentor, a consultant, and a coach, and help you see a little bit about why there are going to be times in your life that you need all three, and there's going to be times in your life that maybe you only need one or two. And there are many times in your life that having a mentor and a coach can really give you the best of both worlds. So I want to come back to the running, give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. So we have the day of the race, and Jeremy, my son Jeremy, and his now wife Lauren, we're getting ready. We're excited. We're taking off. My husband was not running. He was going to be meeting us at the finish line to, you know, videotape, photography, all the things at the finish line. And the three of us stayed together through most of the race. I'm not going to lie, we did walk some of it. We kind of did a walk-run plan, but for the most part, we stayed together. When we got to the last couple of miles, though, I still had it in me to keep running. And I thought about all the things my coach had taught me. And I knew I was ready to keep on. And I actually took off. Wasn't fast. It wasn't pretty by any means, but I actually crossed the finish line to my amazement and definitely to my husband's amazement before the other two. And I'll never forget that because my husband videotaped me crossing the finish line and he's like, "Where's Jeremy and Lauren? I must have missed them." And I had to tell him, "They're back there." I kept going. I had it in me and I kept on running. They had to take a little bit of a break. No big deal, like a lot of people did. But he was shocked. He was sure he had missed them because no way did he imagine that I would have crossed before them. That in itself was kind of cool, I have to admit. But here's the thing that I really later, after I was refreshed again, as we were all exhausted, and they were only a few minutes behind me. But after I really had time to reflect on my experience with running that half marathon and what having a coach did for me, is I realized I had 4 months of wins. Because here's the thing, every week, my coach gave me a running plan. Every week, he nudged me, he pushed me, he made me believe that I could run a little bit further and a little bit faster. So every week when I had a long run, I got to check off a box. It's like, okay, we did 6 miles this week. Now we did 7. Now we did 8. And every mile I did every week gave me that confidence. It gave me that boost, like maybe I can actually do this time. Or maybe I ran a little faster based on the exercises he gave me. Every single week leading up to that half marathon was a win for me. And the other thing having that coach did is my goal originally had just been, I just want to finish the race this time. And I wanted to do it in less than 3 hours. That was the ultimate goal. But because of his belief in me and the way he coached me and trained me, I completed that race in about 2.5 hours. And I know without a doubt, I would not have done that if it wasn't for the support of my coach. So here's why I ask you, do you need a coach? Only you can answer that. But I will ask you one more question. How efficiently and swiftly do you want to finish your race? Do you have some big goals? Are you looking for the quickest path to success? It might be worth checking out. And if you're curious, my friends, to see if we're a fit to work together, I would invite you to schedule a complimentary get-to-know-you strategy call with me today. No obligation at all, because we may not be a fit to work together, but I can send you in a better direction. And if we are a fit together, then I can't wait to run this race with you. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.